Boyer Publishing presents the episode
Interrogative
of the Grappling with Grammar series.
Come along, Addie.
Hello. I can't leave that open. Roscoe might go AWOL.
Jewel, what the dickens are you engaged in over there? I do believe you're arguing with yourself.
Oh, Gramps, I'm laboring over a new chapter in my novel. I just can't seem to get it right. I've decided to let the characters have at it for a while. Maybe they can work it out.
May I assist you?
As you know, I'm writing a whodunit.
Quite so.
I've established the crime and laid out a few clues in previous chapters. Now, my detective, the great Madame Carlotta, is busily interviewing suspects. I'm at a point where she's interrogating the bad guy, Matthew Milton. I don't want to give away too many clues and tip off my readers that Matthew's the jewel thief.
Yes, my dear. But in the irrefutable laws of the whodunit, the author must present all clues and suspects to the reader. Otherwise, it's an utter injustice if the culprit appears out of the blue. The reader indubitably feels bamboozled.
It's a sticky wicket, as you'd say. I need to discover a way to elegantly provide clues without being too obvious and spoiling the mystery.
Ah, the time-tested conundrum of the mystery writer.
Hello, Roscoe. Hello. Hey, Jewel, can you give me a little help on my homework? We're studying the four kinds of senses, and I'm not sure I get it. You're the writer around here.
What do you need?
I know that a sentence has a subject and a predicate.